I do not recall. I'm thinking HTX 202, 204. 404, I mean.
Okay, I've got some old Radio Shack stuff in a box. I'll have to take a look and see what I've got. I might have something you can use. I don't know. If you can use it, you're welcome to it. Maybe next time on the I talk to you on the net, I'll have a chance to look through the box and see what I've got. Well, I won't keep you. I just want to let you know that there are people listening to the repeaters. Over.
Not like it used to be. Like I said, I remember most of the time was hard to get into the Bay City repeater, the 3-1, just because they wouldn't let up. And then the 2-4 and 3-6 here in Saginaw had a lot more traffic. But hey, I appreciate the call. Nice chatting with you. And if I could I get your call phonetically, please? Kilo Echo 8 Juliet Mike X-ray clear on your final.
Yep, absolutely. November 8, Echo Radio Lima N8ERL. And when I'm in my home office here, a lot of times I'll have the radio on. And if you want to give a call, that would be. And I'm here. I'll be happy to answer and let you know how you're doing. So 73, good chatting with you. We'll talk to you later in ADRL.
NAERL, this is WDHJSQ.
Hello, Tim. Boy, good to hear from you. I was just chatting with Brad. I don't know if he's still listening or not. Brad's call is K8JMX. I was going to mention to him about the good old days back in the 80s when we used to meet at Don Donuts almost every night after work, and from about 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock you couldn't even get in on a 2-4 machine. Anyway, good to hear you, Tim. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very good there, Dave. I'm retired also. Been retired about 6 years now, and I just heard you in there. And I don't know what Brad's previous call was, but I copied him down here. And speaking of old-timers, I wonder, I did get a news feed on my handheld here, one of the events in the state here, and it was talking about the Tequamanon Falls up north and the riverboat on the Tequamanon Falls. I don't know if you knew Ed Trombley, W8C8M, but he was very much involved with that. Back many, many years ago, and I had the pleasure of talking with him in his shack there on Court Street. And I wonder if you knew Ed there, Dave. Over.
I got a chance to meet him a couple times. I don't know if you remember my friend Dwayne Kate, CCE. He passed away last year, but he and Ed were pretty good friends, and Dwayne took me over there to meet him one time. This would have been years and years ago when he was still alive and still had his place on Court Street. That was an amazing place. And yeah, and I know a little bit about that. He had something to do with that boat up to Quantumman. And yeah, I remember him. I remember copying his CW practice on the repeater every night. Over.
Oh, yeah. And he had, on this news feed, it showed a picture of one of the bigger boats they had. They started in 1928, but he was obviously much later than that. And he had a little antenna mounted on the riverboat. He was a captain of it at one point, and he had a picture of it hanging on the wall in the shack, and it showed a little antenna up there, and it was probably low band, and on his QSL card that he had, it said Saginaw or Tequamenon, so he would check what location he was working from. little bit of history there, Dave, I guess. And I thought that was quite neat. I guess the place, they can't get anybody to buy it, so they might be shutting the tour down, but somebody might come up and do that. But right out of the blue came this news feed, and I thought of Ed on that. Over.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, Ed had a Heath. Hang on just a sec. I see Joanne's giving me a call here. Hang on there, Tim.